用姐妹平安
Peace, brothers and sisters.
早晨能够看到 Christopher 弟兄还有 Ready 弟兄姐妹在我们中间，我们的心实在是感谢赞美主。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praises as we can see Brother Christopher and Brother Ready here and Brother and Sister Ready here with us.
我相信我们中间许多人，当我们看见我们弟兄今天能够在我们中间一同来敬拜主，
I believe many people whomany among us who saw a brother worshiping the Lord with us this morning,
我们实在是说要赞美主，他那复活生命的大能。
And our heart truly praise the Lord for His power of resurrection.
但是我觉得主更让我们从他身上看见一件事。
But especially, I think the Lord wants us to see,
就看见神的爱。
To see God's love.
是神的爱保守了我们弟兄。
It was the love of God who kept our brother.
在这样极大的难处里头。他仍然能够站在主的面前为主做见证。
In this great difficulty, he can still stand before the Lord and testify for him.
因为主向着我们的爱没有改变。
Because the love of the Lord has never changed towards us.
主向着我们的爱是永远的爱。
The love of God towards us is everlasting love.
实在是盼望我们继续的接着我们祷告，在主面前为我们弟兄来祷告。
May we continue to remember our brother in prayers before the Lord.
就如我们弟兄所和我们分享的，
As our brother shared with us,
他仍然要在主的面前来侍奉他。
He will still serve before the Lord.
因为我们弟兄在地上的日子能够成为神爱的见证。
May the remaining days of our brother on this earth be a testimony for his love.
我们早晨来读几处的经文。
Let us read a few scriptures this morning.
请先打开新约圣经哥林多前书十三章。
First, let us read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章，我就读第八节的前半节。
We'll just read the first part of verse 8 in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
这里原文也可以翻译成爱永不失败。
Or you can say love never ends.
第十三节。
And verse 13.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
But now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
请再翻到约翰一书。
And please turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第四章
First John chapter 4
约翰一书第四章第八节的后半节
We'll read from the second part of verse 8
因为神就是爱
For God is love
第十六节
Verse 16
神就是爱
God is love.
我们读第十九节。
And then verse 19.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
现在翻到旧约圣经先知何西阿书。
Let us turn back to Hosea in the Old Testament.
这是小先知书里头的一卷。
Hosea in the Minor Prophets.
何西阿书我们先翻到第三章
We'll read first from chapter 3
三章我们读第一节
We'll read verse 1
这是耶和华神对何西阿说的话
This is
耶和华对我说你再去爱一个淫妇就是他情人所爱的好像以色列人虽然偏向别神喜爱葡萄饼耶和华还是爱他们。
Then the Lord said to me, Go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband, yet an adulteress. Even as the Lord loves the son of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes.
我们再翻到同一卷书第十四章，何西阿书第十四章。
In the same book, chapter 14.
何西阿书十四章第四节。
Verse 4.
我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们，因为我的怒气向他们转消。
I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them.
我们下一处翻到罗马书。
And then we'll turn back to the book of Romans.
罗马书第五章。
In the New Testament, Romans chapter 5.
我们从第六节读到第八节。
We'll read from verse 6 to 8.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
For while we were still helpless, and at the right time Christ died for the ungodly, for one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that.While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
请我们再翻到启示录，圣经最后一卷书启示录第二章。
Turn to Revelation, the last book in the Bible, Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章，我们读第四节、第五节。
Chapter 2, read verse 4 and 5.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at firstOr else I'm coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of this place unless you repent.
最后一处我们读以弗所书第三章。
And lastly, we'll read the book of Ephesians.
新约圣经以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 3.
我们从十七节读到第二十节。
We'll read from 13 to 20. 17 to 20, sorry.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Verse 17.So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
让我们一起低头，再有点祷告。
Let us continue to bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢你，是你的爱召聚我们在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. It is your love who calls us to come before you.
主，感谢你早晨我们还能够这样子与众圣徒一同来敬拜你。
Thank you, Lord, that we can still worship you with all the saints together.
主，你实在是爱了我们。
It is you who loved us.
主，我们还要来仰望你。
And we can look up to you.
主，你知道我们是不能。
Because you know that we cannot.
主，离了你，我们就不能做什么。
Besides you, we cannot do anything.
主，离了你，我们也不能说，我们也不能听。
Apart from you, we cannot speak, we cannot listen.
因此，我们仰望你，再来怜悯我们。
So we must look up to you, have mercy on us.
圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
May your Holy Spirit shed abroad your love in our hearts.
让我们无论听的，无论讲的，无论听的。都能够在你的爱里。
Those who speaks, translates, and listens, may we all be united in your love.
好像我们能够听见圣灵那微小的声音。
So that we can hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们把以下时间仰望你。
We give the following time into your hands.
求你在我们中间。
May you be among us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们感谢主早晨波饼，我们能够一同来纪念主奇妙的恩典。
we thank the Lord this morning before the table, we can remember His wondrous grace.
我们知道圣经中让我们看见神的爱实在是有许多的方面。
We see, in the Bible there are many aspects of His love.
有那甘甜的爱。
There is the sweetness of His love.
神的爱也是奇妙的爱。
His love is also a wondrous love.
他的爱也是温柔的爱。
It's a tender love.
我们知道圣经实在让我们看见神的爱许许多多的方面。
We see that there are many, many aspects to His love.
那早晨我的一个负担，盼望从哥林多前书第十三章那里让我们来看见神的爱是得胜的爱。
My burden this morning is through 1 Corinthians chapter 13 to see that His love is a victorious love.
因为保罗在这里告诉我们爱是永不止息。
Because here Paul tells us love never fails.
他说爱是永不失败。
Love never ends.
神的爱乃是全胜的爱。
His love is a victorious love.
他是那胜过一切的爱。
His love is all victorious.
我们知道爱是永不止息。
We know that love never ends.
当保罗在写信给哥林多教会的圣徒们的时候，
As Paul is writing his epistle to the brothers in Corinth.
特别在哥林多前书第十二章那里让圣徒们看见神教会的建造需要圣灵所赐各样的恩赐。
Especially in chapter 12, he shows the brothers in Corinth that to build up the church, you need all different gifts of the Holy Spirit.
但是在末了的时候，保罗告诉哥林多的教会的圣徒说，他要把那最妙的道来指示他们。
But at the end of chapter 12, he says, I will yet show you the more excellent way.
他乃是让教会的圣徒看见教会的建造更大更重要的恩赐乃是爱。
He wants the saints to see that the greater gift of all is love.
因为这爱是永不止息。
Because love never fails.
爱乃是教会建造的过程当中不可缺少的一个恩赐。
And love is the gift that we must have to build up the church.
爱也是我们在个人的家庭里头家庭建立一个不可缺少的一个最重要的东西。
Love is also the gift that we must have to build up any family.
我知道我们每个人都有家庭。
Because we know we all have families.
我们每个人都盼望我们的家庭能够被建立成为那幸福美满的家庭。
And everyone hope that their family will be built up to be a good and happy family.
能够成为能够荣耀神的一个家庭。
Will be a family that glorifies God.
但是我们用什么来建立我们的家庭呢？
But what can you use to build up your family?
爱是不可缺少。
Love is a must-have.
爱也是最重要的。
And it is most important.
箴言告诉我们。
In the Proverbs it tells us.
箴言说：“吃素菜彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
”Eating a dry morsel with love is better than a fatted calf with hatred.
这个意思不是我们今天这个饮食健康的观念。
It is not talking about a healthy diet.
因为我们现在普遍都有三高的问题。
Because we all have high cholesterol and everything.
所以我们觉得吃素菜当然是对身体健康比较好。
So yes, we think of course it's better for your health if you eat vegetarian food.
这个吃肥牛大块的肥啊，这个胆固醇太高。
If you eat fatty calf, you eat a lot of fat. It's too bad for you.
那这句话的重点不在于素菜和肥牛。
But here it's not talking about vegetable or fatty calf.
但是让我们看见在一个家庭里头有爱。
But it shows us in the family if you have love.
就胜过我们物质一切的丰盛。
And it is better than all the abundance in the material world.
就是吃素菜彼此相爱，强过吃肥牛彼此相恨。
It is better to eat vegetable with love than to eat fatty calf with hatred.
就盼望我们回去能够醒察醒察我们的家庭。
And we need to really examine ourselves in our families.
如果我们能够吃肥牛还彼此相爱，那就更加好了。
Then it's even better if we can eat the fatty calves with love.
所以我们看见爱实在是家庭建立当中不可缺少的一个最重要的一个因素。
So we see the love is most important. It's the most important factor to build up a family.
保罗在哥林多前书十三章那边告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul tells us,
如果我们能够行神迹，我们能够说方言，
if we can perform miracles, if we can speak tongues,
甚至能够说天使的言语，
even the tongues of angels,
他说如果没有爱，是鸣的锣响的吧，
but if you have not love, it's only a sounding gong,
那不过就是一些空虚吵杂没有意义的声音而已，
it's just empty noise.
若是我们有许多的恩赐，也大有信心，
and if you have great gifts and even great faith,
我们却没有爱，
but have not love,
也算不得什么，
then it is nothing.
Yeah. 英文弟兄翻译英文很好， nothing.
It's nothing.
什么都不是，
It's nothing.
没有意义，也没有价值。
It has no value. It has no meaning.
接着他说，我们如果有善行，而且呢，我们也为着主而劳苦工作。
And he continues to say, if we have all the deeds and toil and persevere for the Lord,
但是我们却没有爱。
But we have not love.
也没有什么益处。
And it benefits us nothing.
对我们没有任何益处。
It gains us nothing.
因为在神的面前。没有什么的价值。
Because it has no meaning before the Lord.
所以我们看见我们属灵的经历会过去。
So we see that all our spiritual experience will pass.
我们的恩赐会过去。
All our gifts will come to pass.
我们为主所做的工作也会过去。
Even our works before the Lord will pass.
同样的，我们在地上啊，我们所追求的成绩会过去。
In the same way that all our achievement in this earth will pass.
我们中间现在还在念当学生的不多。
There are a few that are still students among us.
但是我们都当过学生。
But we have all been students ourselves.
我们都知道我们成绩都过去了。
We know all of our grades have passed.
我们的文凭也会过去。
Or our diploma will pass.
我们财富、名望、社会地位都会过去。
All of our wealth, our reputation, they will all pass.
当然我们现在常常很多人所期盼的 401k,
Of course, many of us are waiting for this 401k to mature.
就是我们退休的那个储蓄。
Our retirement fund.
会不会过去？
Will it also pass?
也会过去的。
Yes, they will.
我就认识以前我工作的公司啊，他一夕之间，他的那个 401k 就从百万就变成了零。
The company that worked before, they had millions of dollars in their 401k fund. Suddenly, overnight, it became zero.
那是一种情形。
And that is one condition.
当我们离开这个世上的时候
But when we depart from this world,
我们这个 401k 也过去了
We know our 401k will also pass.
那我们的健康会不会过去
What about our health?
哎呀，看见我们中间有许多年长的弟兄姐妹
We see many elderly brothers and sisters.
也是看到他们心里面实在是感谢
Every time I see them, my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
他们虽然外体渐渐的毁坏
Even though their body turns to corruption,
但看见他们内心啊，却一天新似一天
Their body turns to decay, yet their inner life is renewed day after day.
他们靠着主的恩典还能够来到聚会当中来敬拜神
By the grace of God, they continue to come to the gathering and worship God.
像今天早晨看到魏弟兄能够在我们中间与我们一同敬拜神心里面感谢。
This morning as I saw Brother Wei worshiping God among us, my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
然而我们的健康也会过去。
Yet even our health will come to pass.
但是爱却永不止息。
But love never ends.
爱不会过去。
Love will not come to pass.
爱永远长存。
Love never fails.
爱一直存到永世的里面。
And it endures till forever.
这句话也告诉我们，爱永不失败。
And he also tells us love never fails.
这个爱能够叫我们胜过我们的罪。
That this love will cause us to conquer our sin.
不仅胜过我们的罪。
Not only to conquer our
sin. 这爱也能够胜过别人的罪。
It will also conquer other people's sins.
因为神的话告诉我们，爱就能够遮掩许多的罪。
Because the word of God tells us love covers a multitude of sins.
不是说因为爱我们就可以犯罪。
It is not because we can love so that we can indulge ourselves in sins.
但是因着爱在我们里头。
But because we have love in us.
我们就能够饶恕别人得罪我。
Then we can forgive others.
我们就能够遮掩一切的过犯。
We can cover a multitude of sins.
爱也能够叫我们胜过这世界的吸引。
It also can help us overcome the attraction of the world.
我们知道这个世界是何等在那里诱惑迷惑许多的人。
We see how the world is tempting and attracting many people.
就连我们许多蒙恩得救的神的儿女也常常受到世界各式各样的吸引。
Even many saints saved by grace are still attracted by the world.
但是我们看见保罗他因着基督的爱
But we can see Paul because of the love of Christ.
他因着神的爱在他里面。
Because the love of God is in him.
他就将万事当作有损的。
He treats all things as loss.
他不仅将这世界属世的财富、地位、名利当作有损。
Not only he counts all the wealth and all the reputations of this world as loss.
就连他从前在犹太教里头的那些他的声望、他的前途，他也丢弃这些当作粪土。
Even his reputation and his future in the religious world, he treated all of those as loss.
为什么？
Why is that?
因着他里头有神的爱。
Because there is love of God in his heart.
因着这爱叫他爱主耶稣基督。
Because of this love, he loves the Lord Jesus.
他为要得着基督，就将万事看作当作粪土。
He treats all things as rubbish to gain Christ.
这爱也能够叫我们胜过我们环境的艰难。
And this love will also cause us to overcome the difficulties in our environment.
我们看见当保罗的里头满了神的爱。
We saw Paul when he was filled by the love of God.
我们看见他蒙恩以后在地上一生所遭遇的患难和苦难。
We saw all the tribulations and the difficulties that he went through.
他没有停下来。
He did not stop.
他一直的往前。
He continued to press on forward.
直到为主殉道。
Until he was martyred for the Lord.
爱是何等的大。
This love is so great.
我们读一下，我想读一下保罗他为着爱主，为着这个爱，他经历了多少的艰难和困苦。
Let us read Paul's experience, how much he had gone through because of love.
在哥林多后书第十一章
，In 2 Corinthians chapter 11,
我想我们来认识保罗他所为着爱主他所遭遇的艰难和困苦。跟我们所遭遇的我们稍微对比一下
Let us make a comparison from his experience to our experience
好叫我们这个看见这个爱如何在保罗身上能够来得胜
So we'll truly see how this love is a victorious love in Paul
哥林多前书哥林多后书第十一章
2 Corinthians chapter 11
从二十四节
Let us read from verse 24
是保罗所说的我比他们多受劳苦多下监牢受鞭打是过重的冒死是屡次有的被犹太人鞭打五次每次四十减去一下被棍打了三次被石头打了一次遇着船坏三次一昼一夜在深海里又屡次行远路遭江河的危险盗贼的危险同族的危险外邦人的危险城里的危险旷野的危险海中的危险假弟兄的危险受劳碌受困苦多次不得睡又饥又渴多次不得食受寒冷赤身露体除了这外面的事还有为众教会挂心的事天天压在我身上
From the second part of verse 23 In far more labors in far more imprisonment beaten times without number often in danger of death 5 times I received the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep on the oceans. I have been on frequent journeys in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren.I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure upon me of concern for all the churches.
弟兄姐妹，我知道我们每个人生活当中都有不一样的难处。
Yet, brothers and sisters, I know we have all gone through many difficulties in our lives.
但是如果我们与保罗所遭遇的难处相比
But if you compare our life to the life of Paul,
姐妹，我们还能说什么
Then what else can we say?
但是什么力量叫保罗他能够一直向着标杆往前
What strength does Paul have to cause him to press on towards the goal?
就是当他在最末了被下在监狱里头
It's even until the end when he was imprisoned.
他在提摩太后书告诉提摩太说
In 2 Timothy, he tells Timothy
他说那美好的仗他已经打了
That I have fought the good fight
那当跑的路他已经跑尽
That I have finished the race
那所信的道他也守住
That he has kept the faith
我们看见乃是基督的爱在他里头激励他
It is the love of Christ that constrains him
叫他能够虽然遭遇这么多的艰难
ThatEven though he goes through so much tribulation,
能够一直的往前
that he can continue to press forward,
因着基督的爱激励他
because of the love of Christ,
叫他甘心愿意单单为主而活
that willingly he, and freely he can live for Christ.
同学们，这爱永不失败
Brothers and sisters, this love never fails.
这个爱乃是神的爱
and this love is the love of God.
因为我们知道主的话告诉我们，神就是爱。
Because the word of God tells us God is love.
我们能够爱乃是因为神先爱了我。
We love because God first loved us.
那神的爱有几个方面的特性。
And what are the characteristics of the love of God?
特别讲到这得胜的爱有三个方面的特性。
Especially this victorious love, and I think there are at least three characteristics.
第一，它是无条件的爱。
First of all, this is unconditional love.
第二，它是不改变的爱。
Secondly, this is a love that never changes.
第三，它乃是一个征服的爱。
Third, this is a conquering love.
我们刚刚读到先知何西阿，他所所在何西阿书所记的。
Earlier, we read from the book of Hosea of what he recorded.
我们知道何西阿书是圣经当中一卷很特别的书。
We know Hosea is a special book in the Bible. It's a unique book in the Bible.
因为神乃是借着他个人的生活来显明神向着以色列的那个爱。
Because it was from Hosea's personal life that God has shown the love to Israel.
我们知道我们天然人都是我们天然人的爱都是有条件的。
We know our natural love all have conditions.
我们容易爱那可爱的。
It is easy to love the lovable.
我们也容易爱那爱我们的。
It is easy to love those who love us.
那在这里我们看见神旧约的一位先知。
But we see this prophet in the Old Testament.
这何西阿啊，当神第一次向他说话的时候，
When God first spoke to him,
神就命令他去娶一个淫妇为妻。
And God told him to marry a wife who is adulterous.
松了门弟兄，
Brother Solomon,
你愿不愿意？
Are you going to be willing?
不仅如此，
Not only this,
在他娶了这个淫妇之后，
After he married the adulterer,
没多久这个淫妇又离开他。
And very soon, she left him.
他的妻子跑去又爱别人去了。
His wife went out to love someone else.
然而神再一次吩咐先知何西阿说，
And the Lord told him again,
他说你再把你的妻子带回来。
Go love your wife again.
这一次先知何西阿他还必须要附上那买赎那个奴隶的那个价银，来把他这个前妻啊，再把他给赎回来。
And the second time, Prophet Hosea has to redeem his wife for the price of a slave.
为什么说是买那个奴隶的价银呢？
Why is this a ransom for the slave?
就我们看见他这个妻子已经堕落到一个地步，已经没有什么价值。
Because you see, his wife has already been corrupted to a point that she has no more worth.
在人的眼中，她就像一个奴隶一样。
In the eyes of men, she was just like a slave.
然而神却吩咐何西阿说，你把他买回来。
But the Lord told Hosea, go redeem your wife again.
并且爱他。
And love her.
再问我们弟兄。
Ask our brother again.
你还能够爱他吗？
Can you still love her?
然而神就借着他的仆人何西阿。
And here through God's own servant Hosea.
当他来爱那不可爱的妻子。
When he can love his wife who's not lovable.
当他来爱这不值得爱的妻子。
Who's loving his wife who is not worthy to be loved.
他在那里显明神向着被盗的以色列国那没有条件的爱。
And he demonstrates the unconditional love of God to Israel.
虽然神所爱的以色列他偏向别神。
Even though Israel whom God has lovedhas turned to other gods.
他献祭给那不是神的偶像。
They sacrifice to idols who are not God.
然而耶和华神仍然爱他们。
Yet God still loves them.
神的话说，以法莲啊，我怎能舍弃你呢？
God says, O Ephraim, how can I give you up?
以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你？
O Israel, how can I forsake you?
我怎能使你如亚玛？
How can I treat you like Adma?
怎能使你如洗扁？
How can I treat you like Zeboan?
这亚玛和洗扁呢，就是在那个当神毁灭索罗玛俄罗拉附近的那些小城。
Adma and Zeboan are the small cities around Sodom and Gomorrah when God destroyed the cities.
神因着这无条件的爱来爱以色列。
Because God has loved Israel with unconditional love.
他说我回心转意，我的怜爱大大的发动。
He says, I have repented and my heart is moved. Compassion is kindled within me.
所以我们看见以色列虽然这样子的离弃神。
So even though Israel turned away from God.
神仍然怜爱他们。
God continues to show loving mercy to them.
神仍然要医治他们。
And God will still heal them.
神借着何西阿说，我必医治他们被盗的病。
And through Hosea, God says, I will heal your apostasy.
神不仅要医治以色列拜偶像的病。
Not only God heals their idolatry.
神如何医治他们这拜偶像的病呢？
How does God heal How did God heal their idolatry?
神说，我乃是甘心爱他们。
He says, I love you freely.
没有条件。
Unwillingly, without condition.
不讲理由。
No reason.
神就是爱他们。
God just loves them.
神爱到他们到一个地步。
And God loves them till the point
神这样一个甘心的爱
that this free love
没有条件的爱
this unconditional love
到了何西阿书第十四章末了神让我们看见以法莲说我与偶像还有什么相干
We read until the last part of chapter 14 O Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols?
我们看见是神全盛的爱使以色列人脱离了那拜偶像的病
We see it is this all victorious love of GodWho healed the idolatry of the Israelites.
是神的爱将以色列从那拜偶像的光影头拯救了出来。
It is God who redeemed Israelites out of idolatry.
弟兄姐妹，今天神向着我们的爱也是如此。
Brothers and sisters, this is the same love that God has towards us.
罗马书说，唯有在我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
The book of Romans tells us when we're still sinners, Christ died for us.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得你可爱吗？
Do you think that you are lovable?
你觉得你值得神爱吗?
Do you think that you're worthy to be loved by God?
我觉得我非常不值得。
I feel that I myself is not worthy.
即使在我们蒙恩得救之后,
Even after I was saved,
当神这样子爱了我们之后,
When God, I already knew that God loved
me so much, 我们仍然常常离弃神的爱。
I still often leave,
我们仍然是常常怀疑他,
depart
from, 埋怨他。
We still often depart from his love, doubt him, and complain to him.
我们仍然常常得罪他。
We still often sin against him.
然而基督在我们还做罪人的时候
Yet when we're still sinners,
他为我们死了
Christ died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明
And this demonstrates God's love.
我们看见当我们偶尔为过犯所胜
Sometimes when we're overcome by sin,
当我们没有追求
When we have no pursuit after God,
当我们信心软弱离弃神
When our faith is weak and we depart from the Lord,
神是不是就不爱我们了?
Do you think God stopped loving you?
神爱我们不是因为我们的情形。
He loves us not because of our own conditions.
神爱我们不是因为我们爱他。
He does not love us because we love him.
神爱我们不是因为我们照他的命令读经祷告。
He does not love us because we can obey his command to read the Bible and pray.
神说他爱我们。
But he said he loves us.
他乃是用那无条件的爱爱了我们。
He loves us with his unconditional love.
神这全盛的爱也是那不改变的爱。
And this all-victorious love of God is also a changeless one.
不改变的爱乃是一个永远的爱。
A love that never changes is a love that endures forever.
神借着先知耶利米曾经对以色列他的百姓说，我以永远的爱爱他们。
Through a prophet Jeremiah, he said, I love you with everlasting love.
因此我以慈爱吸引你。
So I draw you with my love.
我们看见神乃是用他的爱来吸引我们。
He draws us with his loving kindness.
我们知道我们的神是大能的神。
We know our God is a mighty God.
今天其神可以强迫我们来做任何一件事情。
Yes, God can force us to do anything he wants us to do.
但是他却拣选他不这么做。
Yet he chose not to do it.
他乃是用他的慈爱来吸引我们。
Rather, he draws us, attracts us with his loving kindness.
姐妹，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人
Today, all of us who are saved,
若我们回想我们当初是如何得救的
If you look back to see how you were saved,
希望我们不是因为害怕神要降罚所以我赶快来信耶稣
I hope it wasn't that we were afraid that his judgment will come upon us, so we'll quickly believe in Jesus.
实在是圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
Truly, the Lord has shed abroad the love of Christ in our hearts
through the Spirit. 实在是神用他的不改变的爱来吸引我们
that he has drawn us with his never-changing love
叫我们能够来归向他
so that we can return to him
我们在何西阿书神也让我们看见他乃是用他的慈神爱所来牵引他所爱的以色列
Hosea God says I draw you and lead you with my string of mercy and my cords of love
虽然神所爱的以色列国一次一次的背道
even though Israel again and again turn away from God
一次一次的弃绝神
and again they forsake God
但神的爱没有改变
but God's love has never changed
神说他的爱就像那慈神爱所一样
He says my love is like a string of mercy
这个慈神爱所神的爱这个慈神爱所是不会断的
this cords of mercy will not be broken
它不仅不会断
not only will not break
这个神啊慈神爱所非常的长
and it is also very long
圣经里面你们说神的慈诚爱水有多长？
Do you know how long is this course of mercy?
我们看见神他用慈诚爱水来牵引以色列。
We see God has been leading Israel with this course of mercy.
到今天已经有2800多年。
Even until today there has been 2800 days.
神的慈诚爱水仍然在这里牵引着以色列。
And he is still leading Israel with the same course of love.
一直牵引着他们。
And still leading them.
直到主再来。
Until the day he comes,
以色列全家都要得救。
And we know the whole household of Israel will be saved.
这是神不改变的爱。
And that is the unchanging love of God.
约翰福音十三章第一节，主告诉我们。
Gospel of John chapter 13 tells us.
他说：“主耶稣既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。”
Christ loves those who are His.In this world, and he loved them till the end.
这不改变的爱是一个到底的爱。
And this never-changing love is a love that will last till the end.
那个英文哈，我们中文也是一样，我们常常有个底啊，有个 end.
And then there is an end.
但是神这不改变的爱呢，其实它是一个没有底的爱。
But this love of God has no end.
所以爱到底的是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to love to the end?
就这个爱是永远。
That means this love is.Forever.
爱是不没有止境的。
It's eternal. It has no end.
爱是不会消灭，是不会改变。
Love would not diminish, nor will it change.
我们常常喜欢用彼得做例子。
And we always like to use Peter as our example.
等到以后见到彼得的时候，实在是感到很不好意思。
Perhaps one day when we see Peter, we'll feel a little embarrassed.
但既然圣灵把他的软弱记在圣经上，我们就可以用来激励我们。
But since the Holy Spirit has recorded his weakness in the Bible, then we can.Use it as our encouragement.
我们知道，在主耶稣当主耶稣被卖之前
before the Lord was betrayed,
主就告诉门徒说他要如何被卖，他要被钉十字架。
And the Lord clearly told his disciples how he will be betrayed and he will be crucified.
主也说到牧人要被击打，羊就分散。
And he said the shepherd will be stricken and the sheep will scatter.
这时候彼得啊，他实在是爱主。
But Peter really loves the Lord.
但他那个爱呢，乃是出于他天然人的爱。
But this love comes from a natural love.
他就对主耶稣说
，So he told the Lord Jesus,
众人虽然都跌倒，我总不跌倒。
Though everyone falls, I will never stumble.
我就是必须和你同死呢，我也总不能不认你。
Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you.
然而我们知道当主耶稣被卖要钉十字架的时候
We know before the Lord was betrayed and crucified
彼得他却三次的不认主
Peter denied the Lord three times
后来彼得实在是懊悔不已
And he was so regretful at the end
我相信他心里他实在觉得自己一败涂地
And I believe that he truly felt that he completely failed
然而感谢主主已经为他预先为他祷告了
But we thank the Lord that GodThe Lord has already prayed for him.
所以他没有像犹大卖主的犹大一样去上吊。
So he did not hang himself like Judah.
我们看见当主耶稣复活之后
But after the Lord resurrected,
当主复活向门徒显现
when he appeared to his disciples,
在约翰福音21章最末了22章那边21章，因为那我们看见当主向门徒显现的时候呢，他对彼得说了。
And when he appeared to the apostles, he said, "Tell Peter."
他告诉彼得说。
He told Peter.
他告诉彼得说，他问彼得说，你爱我比这些更深。
He asked Peter, "Do you love me more than this?"
我们看见主乃是用他那不改变的爱来恢复彼得。
It is with the changeless love the Lord is using this love to restore Peter.
主没有说一句责备彼得的话。
He did not rebuke Peter at all.
哎呀，要是换作我们的话
，If we were the Lord，
哎呀，彼得三次否认我。
This Peter had denied me three times。
我这么爱他
，I loved him so much。
我受难之前还为他洗脚
，I even washed his feet before I was betrayed。
他夸口他就算与我同死，他也不会不认我。
And this Peter boasted that he will never deny me, even if he had died with me。
结果三次不认我。
At the end, he denied me three times。
当我们向彼得显现的时候
，So if I appear to Peter，
我想至少总要。说他两三句
At least I would rebuke him once or twice
是不是
Isn't that true?
至少总要责备他提醒他一下
At least I would remind him of what he did
我们常常是这个样子
Isn't that our what we would do?
我们做父母的对孩子说不要做这个事不要做那个事
As parents will tell our children do not do this do not do that
不要玩火不要玩刀子
Do not play with fire do not play with knives
就小孩不听
But your kids will not listen.
他去玩刀，去玩火。
He went to play with knives.
结果割伤了，流血了。
And then they cut themselves.
被火烧伤了。
Or they burn themselves.
你们第一个反应是什么
？What's your first reaction?
做父母的，我第一个反应是什么
？As parents,
我不是告诉你不要这样子吗
？What's your react? I told you not to do it.
当我们看见主乃是用他不改变的爱来恢复彼得。
But the Lord uses changeless love to restore Peter.
主没有责备他。
He did not rebuke Peter.
不但没有责备他。
Not only he did not rebuke him.
主还叫彼得喂养我的羊。
He continues to tell Peter, feed my sheep.
牧养我的羊。
To shepherd my lamb.
喂养我的羊。
To feed my lamb.
弟兄姐妹，你知道我们都是主的羊。
We know we are all lamb of God.
你知道我们在主的心目当中是何等的宝贵吗？
Do you know how precious you are in the heart of God?
主乃是用他的生命把我们买赎回来的。
He has redeemed us with his own life.
我们是主的羊。
We are his sheep.
我们是他眼中的瞳仁。
We are the apple of his eye.
我们是他心中的珍宝。
We are the treasure in his heart.
主这么爱我们。
He loves us so much.
然而主却把我们交给彼得。
Yet he gave us to Peter.
交给这样的一个彼得。
He committed us to Peter, a Peter who denied him.
姐妹，叫我们实在是看见主是何等爱了彼得。
So do you not see how much the Lord has loved Peter?
今天主也同样的爱了我们。
It is the same way how the Lord loves us
today. 虽然我们也常常怀疑，常常摇摆。
Even though so often we doubt him and we waver.
虽然我们也常常像彼得一样不坚固。
So often we are not strengthened like Peter.
然而主却把他的见证托付给我们。
Yet the Lord has entrusted his testimony to us.
主也把他的羊托付给我们。
He entrusted his sheep to us.
我们家那个我们弟兄姐妹，我们每个人家里面的孩子是神托把他的羊托给我们。
Every child you have in your household is a sheep that the Lord has entrusted to you.
我们在教会当中有服事。
We have service at church.
我们在无论在主日学、在 nursery、在主日学的服事。
Either Sunday school or nursery.
啊，初中、高中、大专生。
Middle school, high school, postgrad.
都是主的羊。
These are all sheep of the Lord.
然而主却愿意把他所宝贵的羊托付给我们，说你喂养。
Yet the Lord was willing to entrust his precious sheep to us to say, feed my lamb.
这实在是神向着我们，向主向着我们何等不改变的爱。
How much has the Lord loved us with his changeless love?
这主的爱，主的全身的爱，它也是一个征服的爱。
But this victorious love is also a conquering love.
以弗所书第三章，那边告诉我们
In Ephesians chapter 3, it tells us,
主说这爱是过于人所能测度的。
His love is beyond all measures.
他说神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
According to, he can do exceeding greatness, abundantly, more than what we can think and ask.
这个在我们心里面运行的大力是什么呢？
What is this great power that is at work in us.
当然我们知道乃是指着圣灵。
Of course we know it talks about the Holy Spirit.
特别还是让我们看见圣灵哪一方面的工作呢？
Especially tells us the aspect of the work of the Spirit in us.
让我们看见圣灵把神的爱充满在我们心里。
It is the Holy Spirit who sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts.
这爱就是那个大能大力。
This love is the great power.
能够在我们身上来成就神的旨意。
And this love can accomplish the will of God in us.
这爱能够在我们身上来征服我们所不能的。
And this love can overcome our weakness that we cannot conquer.
我认识一位弟兄。
I knew a brother.
在他年轻的时候就蒙恩得救。
When he was young, he was saved by grace.
没过多久呢，主就呼召他能够来跟随主，来服侍主。
And very soon, the Lord called him to serve him and then to follow him.
当然我们知道，我们这个弟兄他刚蒙恩啊，心里面实在是有神的爱。
And then we know our brother, when he was just saved, his heart was filled with the love of God.
然而当主呼召他来服侍主的时候
，But when the Lord called him to come out and serve him.
他就有三方面的难处。
He had three difficulties.
他有三个原因，三个理由呢，他不能够答应主的呼召。
He had three excuses that he cannot answer God's calling.
第一呢，乃是因着那个父母亲，他知道父母亲会反对。
First, he knew that his parents will oppose it.
因为父母亲辛辛苦苦栽培他，受教育。
Because his parents has raised him up and educated him.
父母亲也还没有信主。
And his parents were not believers.
就让自己的儿子受了这么高的教育，去做个传道人，做个穷传道。
So he felt his parents would say that I have given you everything to be educated, and then now you want to be a poor preacher. He knew that his parents would oppose him.
第二个理由,
and secondly,
他父母亲,他也要有一个, 报答父母亲的那个孝心,
and he has a heart that he wants to repay his parents.
父母亲这样子辛辛苦苦把他抚养长大,
his parents have raised him with all their effort.
在不久父母亲就要慢慢老了,
and very soon his parents will become old.
谁来奉养父母呢?
And who can take care of them?
他觉得父母亲在他身上有许多的期望,
he felt that there are many expectations that his parents had.
他觉得有这样一个责任呢, 必须要来尽报养父母亲的那个恩情。
He also had the obligation to take care of his parents.
所以他不能够答应主的呼召。
So he could not answer the calling of the Lord.
弟兄还有第三个理由, 不能答应主的呼召。
And he had the third excuse.
我们弟兄啊, 他从年轻的开始, 从以前, 从小就开始了, 他就最讨厌, 最轻看那个宗教人士。
And even since he was very young, he always despised religious people.
不管是和尚啊, 尼姑啊, 法师啊, 啊, 那个传道人都一样。
Either monks or nuns or any kind of people in the religion, he really did not like them.
他觉得这些人啊, 都是宗教人士。
He felt that these are religious people.
他非常鄙视这些的人。
And he looked down upon them.
那他想,我今天怎么可能成为一个跟他们一样的人?
And he thought, how can I be one just like them?
所以他就以这三个理由, 他就一次又一次拒绝主的呼召。
So with three excuses, he rejected God's calling again and again.
但神的爱并没有改变。
But the love of God has never changed.
在有一次的聚会当中, 在一个小型的聚会里头,
there was one time in a small gathering.
人也不多,
there were only a few people.
就有一位姐妹呢, 能够分享交通一点主的话语。
A sister was fellowshipping and sharing from the word of God.
而我们这个弟兄也在那个聚集当中。
And our brother was there among the gathering.
当他在那里听姐妹的交通的时候,
when he heard the fellowship from the sister,
圣灵就将神的爱浇灌在他的心里。
The Spirit of God shed abroad the love of God in his heart.
我们弟兄他就忍受不住。
And he could not hold it anymore.
他就一直流泪。
He continued to shed tears.
一直流泪。
And he wept and wept.
他到身边啊, 带着一块布。
And he was holding a handkerchief.
好像不是手帕, 这一块,
maybe, perhaps not even a handkerchief, just a,
他拿那个布一直擦眼泪, 一直擦眼泪,
just a, any cloth. And he used it to dry his tears until the whole cloth was soaked. Until all his sleeves were soaked. But his love, the love of God continues to move him. And he told us later on, he really hoped that the meeting can finish quickly. And he thought he was very embarrassed because he was crying so much. He was hoping the gathering will end quickly so that he can leave. Until the end, the gathering stopped. And he ran out of there. Before he can even run out the door, the sister noticed him. And called him saying, what's the matter with you, brother? Our brother didn't even dare to turn around. Because his whole eyes were red and swollen from tears. And he said, it's okay, nothing happened, it's nothing. And he went home. And as soon as he went home, he knelt before the Lord. And he prayed before the Lord. And the love of God continues to fill up our brother. And he continues to weep and weep before the Lord. It is truly the love of God that conquered this brother. And this brother can no longer stand against the love of God.
被神的爱征服,
he was conquered by the love of God and he had to answer the calling of the Lord. And he became one who served God with all his life faithfully. We knew all the excuses that he used, why he had to reject God's calling.
到后来主也一一地显明那些难处那些理由基本上
At the end, the Lord has shown mercy that all these excuses went away.
And
we see that this all-victorious love is an overcoming and conquering love.
那我们如何能够保守在神的爱里，并且在神的爱里能够成长呢？
So how can we be kept in the love of God and to grow in the love of God?
首先我们必须知道这个爱已经在我们里面。
First, we need to know that this love is already in us.
因为罗马书告诉我们，所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Because Romans already tell us that the Holy Spirit has shed abroad this love in our hearts.
我们看见神他不仅爱我们。
Not only God loves us.
他不仅用那全身的爱爱我们。
Not only he loves us with this all victorious love,
他还把这个爱赐给我们。
But he has given this love to us.
就借着圣灵就住在我们里面。
That by the Holy Spirit, this love lives in us.
因为我们知道神就是爱。
Because we know God is love.
而神就在基督里。
And God is in Christ.
基督就在圣灵里。
And Christ is in the Holy Spirit.
而所赐给我们的圣灵就住在我们里面。
And this Holy Spirit that's already given to us lives in us.
把这爱的泉源，把爱的源头。就赐在我们里面。
He has already gave us the source and the fountainhead of love.
就能够靠这个爱。
Because of this love.
能够胜过那缠累我们的罪。
That we can overcome any sin that entangles us.
能够胜过世界任何的引诱。
That we can overcome any temptation from the world.
能够胜过我们环境一切的艰难。
Any difficulty from our environment.
并且叫我们能够爱神。
That so that we can love God.
叫我们能够靠这个爱，我们也能够彼此相爱。
That through this love, we can also love one another.
原谅我做一个小小的见证。
Do forgive me for giving this small testimony.
你们还记得在九月底的时候，我父亲受浸了。
You remember my father was baptized at the end of September.
在受浸之后这段日子里头，当每次我跟他通电话的时候
，After his baptism, every time I call him,
他最每一次跟我讲的就是说感谢神。
Every time he tells me thank the Lord.
我问他说现在生活怎么样
？And I ask him how is your life now?
他说他每天好像活在天堂里。
He said daily is as if I'm living in paradise.
虽然我们知道，随时他很可能都要离世，与主同在。
Even though we knew that any day he could be taken by the Lord.
但感谢神，他现在已经活在天堂。
But we thank the Lord, he's already living in paradise now.
活在神的爱里。
He's already living in the love of God today.
我要讲的是。
So what I want to say is.
当我父亲这样，在主的爱里。
When our brother, when my father is in the love of God,
就当神的爱进到他里头的时候
，when the love of God entered into him,
这个人改变了
，his whole being changed.
从前几十年，他不能胜过的
，for decades there are things that he cannot overcome.
从前几十年，他所不能饶恕的
，there are things people that he cannot forgive for decades.
从前几十年缠累他的
for decades there were things that entangled him.
因着神的爱。他全都胜过。
Because of the love of God, he overcome all of those.
当我每次和他通电话的时候
，Every time I called him,
这些从前的事情就像旧事已过。
All these things has passed.
他一次都没有提到。
He does not mention them anymore at all.
所以我们看见当神的爱进到我们里头。
So we see when the love of God enters into us.
胜过一切的爱。
That this is a love that overcomes all things.
这爱能够叫我们爱神。
And this love calls us to love God.
这爱能够叫我们爱人。
And it causes us to love one another.
但是当我们常常听到弟兄姐妹，或是我们自己刚受浸的时候，我们实在是经历到神的爱在我们里头。
And when we were just baptized, we hear testimonies of how the love of God fills our heart.
这弟兄姐妹那个新鲜活泼的见证，实在是激励我们。
And this new and fresh, refreshing and the living testimony
但当我们信主,
always encourages.
信主几年之后
，But after we believe in the Lord for a few years,
我们发现我们就有点像当日的以弗所教会一样。
We realize we perhaps become the Church of Ephesus.
我们虽然外面还有好行为
，On the outside we still have good deeds.
我们也劳碌，也忍耐。
We also toil, we also persevere.
但是我们心里头知道
，But in our heart,
我们离弃了那起初的爱。
We know that we have left the first love.
虽然我们在教会中还有各样的服事。
Even though we still have many services in the church.
虽然我们也参加各样的聚会。
We go to different fellowship gatherings.
然而我们知道，我们心里头却没有了那神的爱。
We know we have lost the love of God.
当我们在这样的光景里头
，If we're in such a condition,
我们看见在神的眼前是没有什么价值。
Then we know that there is not much worth before the Lord if we have not loved. Then even all our services at church cannot build up the church. So the Holy Spirit spoke to the church of Ephesus.
So 要回想，要悔改。
Excuse me. remember where you have fallen and repent.
要回到神的爱。
And return to the love of God.
你们何等盼望，今天主也能够借着圣灵再向我们说话。
How we hope that the Lord will speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
如果我们已经离弃了那起初的爱。
If we have already forsaken the first love.
愿圣灵再用神的爱把我们挽回过来。
May the Holy Spirit restore us by the love of God.
我回想我自己跟随主这二十年的时间。
As I look back to my life as I followed the Lord for 20 years.
至少也有三次的机会，我也没有办法再来跟随主。
There were at least three times as I remember that I could not follow Him anymore.
然而主却一次一次的用他的爱来把我挽回。
Yet time and time again, He restored me with His love.
没有责备。
He did not rebuke me.
只有爱。
Only love.
不简单的对我说。
And He simply spoke to me.
孩子，我爱你。
Child, I love you.
当圣灵在将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
When the Holy Spirit sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts.
我们发现我们就能够胜过我们所不能胜过的。
Then we realize we can overcome what we could not overcome.
无论是罪恶。
Either it be sin,
无论是世界,
or the world,
无论是我们自己,
or even ourselves,
或是艰难的环境,
or the difficult circumstances,
神的爱都能够胜过,
He can overcome it all.
所以我们需要回想, 悔改, 回转到神的爱。
So we need to remember, return, and repent.
第三, 我们回来, 回到起初的爱里之后呢, 我们必须在神的爱里呢, 生根建造。
After we return to the love of God, we need to be rooted and grow in the love of God.
就如以弗所书所讲的，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Like in the book of Ephesians, that the Christ will live in your heart by faith, so that you can be rooted in God, in the love of God.
我们看见我们必须在神的爱里头要扎根。
We see that we have to be rooted and take root in the love of God.
在神的爱里，我们来成长。
So that we can grow in the love of God.
我们的属灵生命啊，就像我们天然这个大自然的果树一样。
And our spiritual life is just like a fruit tree in the natural world.
这个果树啊，必须要生根，它必须要生长。
And for a fruit tree, he has to take root, and then he can grow taller.
因为在它里头有生命。
Because there's a life in the fruit tree.
这生命成长以后呢，它就能够结果实。
After the life grows, he can bear fruit.
所以我们属灵生命也必须要经过这样的一个过程。
So is our spiritual life. It has to go through the process.
这果树呢，它必须要经过春夏秋冬不同的环境。
A fruit tree has to go through spring, summer, fall and winter, go through all seasons.
我们这属灵生命也同样的，也需要经过这春夏秋冬不同的环境。
So is our spiritual life. We have to go through different seasons.
然而就是在最寒冷的冬天里。
Even in the coldest winter.
在最黑暗的夜里。
Even in the darkest night,
我们仍然能够扎根在神的爱里。
We can still be rooted in the love of God.
这爱能够叫我们得胜。
And this love will cause us to overcome.
在二次世界大战期间，我们知道德国纳粹曾经向神的选民犹太人发动那大屠杀。
During the Second World War, we know Nazi Germany had conducted Holocaust, persecuted the Jews in what we know as Holocaust.
他前后杀害了将近600万的犹太人。
They murdered over 6 million Jews around the world.
在当时呢，有一个在荷兰有一位基督徒姐妹。
At that time, there was a sister, a Christian sister in Holland.
她的名字叫做 Corrie Ten Boom.
Her name was Corrie Ten Boom.
我想很多弟兄姐妹可能读过她的见证。
I think many of us have read her testimony.
就是藏身之处。
Book was called The Hiding Place.
在他的书中，他这么描述。
In her book, she described,
当他和他妹妹Betsy 在集中营几乎快要活活的被饿死的时候。
When she was in the concentration camp with her sister Betsy, and they were starving to death.
当他们在集中营遭遇那纳粹残酷的对待的时候。
And they were enduring all the most cruel torture of.From the Germans.
好几次，这位 Corey 姐妹心里头实在是仇恨那些逼迫他们的人。
And for many times, our sister Corey really had hatred towards those who persecuted her.
可是她的妹妹 常常提醒她。
Yet her younger sister always reminded her.
So Corey
says, Corey,
没有仇恨，只有爱。
There is no hatred, only love.
有一次 ，Corey 姐妹看到她的妹妹已经快要被饿死。
There was one time Corey's sister Corey saw her sister was almost starving to death.
她觉得非常的沮丧。
And she was very upset.
因为她身边所一切的事物都是黑暗。
She saw all things around her were dark.
就连她自己的内心也充满了黑暗。
Even in her heart, it was filled with darkness.
她就对她妹妹说。
So she told her sister,
神已经忘了我们。
God has forgotten us.
然而她的妹妹 Betsy 很快的对她说。
But Betsy quickly replied to her,
说不 ,Corey.
No, Corey.
神没有忘记我们。
God has not forgotten us.
记得圣经上神的话这么说吗？
Don't you remember the word of the Bible?
天离地何等的高。
As high as heaven is from earth.
他向着敬畏他的人的慈爱也是何等的大。
So great is his love towards those who fear him.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见神的慈爱充满在我们姐妹的心里。
You see, the love of God filled the heart of our sister.
这爱是得胜。
And this is a victorious love.
这爱使她能够爱那逼迫她、伤害她的人。
This love caused her to love even those who persecuted her.
天离地何等的高。
As high as heaven is from the earth.
他的慈爱向敬畏他的人是何等的大。
So great is his love towards those who fear him.
神没有忘记我们。
God has not forgotten us.
弟兄姐妹，你今天在什么样的难处里头？
What difficulty are you in today?
因为我们看看神所造的天。
May we look up and see the heaven that God has created.
因为我们思想天离地何等的高。
That we can see as high as heaven is from the earth.
他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
So great is his love for those who fear him.
感谢主，我们看见这个Betsy姐妹就是因着神的爱在她里头。
We thank the Lord that the sister Betsy.
因着我们姐妹她扎根在神的爱里。
Because she was rooted in the love of God.
她能够在这样极大的艰难里头她能够得胜。
Even amongst the greatest persecution, she still overcame.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如今我们在基督耶稣里也蒙了神这样的大爱。
Today we are in Christ Jesus and we have received great love.
神已经用他那无条件的爱。
It is this unconditional love.
用那他不改变的爱。
A changeless love.
用那征服我们的爱来爱了我们。
A conquering love. He has loved us.
今天我们是否在一个极大艰难里头，我们心里面怀疑神的爱呢？
Are we also in the great difficulty that until a point that we will doubt his love?
我实在是心里面非常的感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
特别早晨看见我们的 Christopher 弟兄，他能够在我们中间。
Especially this morning as we saw Brother Christopher that he can come among us.
他能够见证我们的神是爱。
That he can testify that God is love.
他能够见证我们神的爱是得胜。
He can testify that this love of God is victorious.
因为我们永远记得神爱我们。
May we always remember that God loves us.
因为我们记得神的话。
May we always remember the word of God.
愿神帮助我们不怀疑他的爱。
May the Lord help us so that we will no longer doubt his love.
愿圣灵更多把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
That the love of God can be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
使我们全心诚爱。
So that our whole heart is love.
叫这样一个全身的爱能够带领我们胜过一切的艰难。
Until this all victorious love can lead us to overcome any difficulty.
因为罗马书告诉我们。
In the book of Romans, it tells us.
靠着那爱我们的主，在这一切的事上，我们已经得胜有余。
That we are more than conquerors in all things by the one who loves us.
哈利路亚，赞美我们的神。
Hallelujah, praise our Lord.
他是得胜的。
He is a victorious God.
他的爱是全胜的。
His love is all victorious.
他的爱足够让我们胜过一切我们所不能胜过的。
His love can cause us to overcome anything that we cannot overcome.
叫我们在一切的事上得胜有余。
That in all things we can be more than conquerors.
因为我们一起再有点祷告。
May we have more prayers before him.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，你将这许多见证人如同云彩一样围绕着我们。
You have placed a multitude of witnesses as clouds surrounding us.
主，让我们看见你的爱过去如何在你所爱的人身上能够得胜。
We saw how your love overcame in all those that you have loved.
我们求你今天借着圣灵，也更多的把你的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Lord, we pray that may you shed abroad more love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
愿我们全心诚爱。
So that until our whole heart is loved.
愿我们的心被你的爱来充满。
That our heart will be filled by your love.
主，叫我们能够爱我们的主。
Lord, so that we can love you.
也叫我们能够因着爱我们的主，我们能够在这一切的事上。
And because we can love the Lord, that we can be more than conquerors in all things. May all praises and honor and glory be unto you. In the name of Jesus we pray.